The Super Bowl is set. The Seattle Seahawks will face the Denver Broncos. The Broncos handily dispatched the New England Patriots. Seattle, in an extremely close game, beat the San Francisco 49ers. NPR's Mike Pesca is here to give us some game day details. Good morning.
Hello.
Tell us about the Seahawks versus 49ers game. It came down to a rather amazing defensive play.
Oh, yes. It came down to that play. This was a great defensive game. In fact, in the first half, there were really three plays that mattered that led to points. The score was 10-7 at halftime, I believe, and that was just based on a long pass, a long run, and a turnover. And then in the second half, scoring actually increased a little bit. Last play of the game, San Francisco needing a touchdown to go ahead, really win the game. Seconds left. Colin Kaepernick puts the ball at the back of the end zone, and here comes Richard Sherman, deflects it with the back of his hand, pops over to his teammate Malcolm Smith, interception in the end zone. After the game, Richard Sherman couldn't stop telling everyone how he's the greatest player ever, and Michael Crabtree ain't that good a receiver. Hey, look, it was a great play, and they deserve to be in it, and Richard Sherman, I suppose, is allowed to exult.
Well, all right, so a real nail-biter. Then the game in Denver turned out to be a breeze. How did the Broncos beat the Patriots so handily?
It was just a marvelous defensive performance by Denver, who, you know, totally stymied the Patriots' offense, which is unusual. Bill Belichick has found ways, the coach of the Patriots, found ways to score, always not against Denver. And we take it for granted what Peyton Manning did, the Broncos' quarterback, throwing for 400 yards and two touchdowns. That has only happened a couple other times in the playoffs. And it wasn't only that. As you watch the game, he was such a masterful orchestrator of the offense. There were times when he would audible, you know, change the play through his voice, and he'd yell, and I picked this up, he'd yell, "Montana Batman," and that would mean a draw play out of the shotgun. And it worked every time that he did it. They would always get a first down or a significant yardage. So even in the non-passing stats, he was just, you know, running that offense with precision. This is why it's the best offense statistically in the history of the NFL.
And what can we expect when these teams face each other?
Number one defense in the league versus the number one offense in the league, so that should be good. Number one seeds in each conference, that rarely happens. It's only the second time in the last 20 years that the top seeds have faced each other. Peyton Manning actually was one of those other times. Even Las Vegas doesn't know what to do. You know, early on they said Seattle was going to be the small favorite, but of course they're affected by who bets on who. The public loves Denver. They started betting heavily on Denver. Now most places, Denver is the small favorite. But I think that's probably accurate. Small favorite should be the way we look at this game for either team.
Okay, so the Super Bowl is coming up in just 2 weeks in the month of February in northern New Jersey, outdoors.
Yes.
Will that be a factor for either team?
You know, I have noted skittish brides who are less concerned about the weather on their big day than these big, tough guys in the NFL. Ooh, what if it rains? Ooh, what if it snows? And yeah, weather could play a factor. And at this point, I think I have an obligation to trot out the Peyton Manning cold weather stats. And they're far less good than the Peyton Manning warm weather stats. You know, I think the statistic is he's 4-7 in games where the temperature is freezing or below. But there are a lot of caveats to that. All those games were road games, and everyone doesn't do as well in the cold. Almost everyone. Maybe Tom Brady's the exception. So yeah, it might be cold. It might be rainy. That might favor the Seahawks, but it's still going to be a very good game, I think.
Mike, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Mike Pesca. This is NPR News.